The Gemara of the Yotzeh says, "Atiyetsim min hakodesh lechol." That the issue truma is you eat truma. When you eat truma, you might see the gushas truma
lechol.
Eat it. Rashi says, "Lefishik eshoich lasa truma." Eat the truma, who might see lechulin. You make it into chulin. Now, once you eat it, it has no gushas. It's not here anymore. If so, in the kodesh lechol, min hakodesh to kodesh. So how do we know to say the bein issue milo? If you might see something, make kodesh lekodesh, not lechol. Morris says could go and will be the case. Lokach kinei zovim v'kinei zovis. Let's say somebody took money that belonged to Hegdish, and with the money he bought himself a pair of birds to use for his korban. Either he was a zov or he was a zovois, or else v'kinei yoledis. So let's say later they gave birth. She takes now money of Hegdish and she buys herself two birds for it, or else v'shokel shikla, you pay your machzva shekel with it, with the money shel Hegdish. Or else, you take money that belongs to Hegdish, and with the money you buy yourself a korban oshem, a korban kratis. So, kivan shaychi moel divi Rabbi Shimon. That's the words of Shimon. Shimon Tak holds like this, that as soon as you might see it, you're over the yisamila. So the question is, how do we know this? If you learn out from truma, maybe it's only if you make it into chulin. But over here, you're not making it into chulin. Over here, you're making it into kodesh. So how do we know this? There's an yisamila. And the Yehudi Shitas, the Yehudi Roimah, Hachiyiz v'Kadom, that you're only over the Yisamilo once they make this Rikas Adam, because once the Korban is brought. But once you bring your Korban with this money that you use of Hegdish, you're over the Yisamilo. The question is, Minayin, how do we know this? So again, Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, Timal Mol, we darshan again, Mikol Mokim. Any type of an Yisamilo, like Mikol Mokim, even this type of Milo, also Yichayif. So Rashi says the case is like this. The second line says, "Minayin ha-moitzi mikodesh lekodesh," means, "Kegoyin shelokach mimoyes hegdish." You took money belonging to hegdish, and you bought yourself birds with it. As often go your lettuce, or else shokel shikloi shuchayv leshokloi trumas lishchi. You paid your trumas the lish with it. You did machta shekel, or you shaved chatos v'shom min hegdish. Tehainu mikodesh lekodesh. So you're not be moitzi lechulin, but you be moitzi the money that already belongs to hegdish to buy something else of hegdish. Now Rashi says, according to the first sheet, this is Rabbi Shimon. V'chivan sheviyul azor. As soon as you bring it into the base, make this shmoyal divi Rabbi Shimon. Those are the words of Rabbi Shimon. So Kashrut, how does he know this? Now, why does Rabbi Shimon say this? Tiksavri, he holds, demand the mechayiv chatis oyosh. If you have a chiv to bring a chatis for an oshem, the yerle mechayiv achyusa. You have a chiv achrayis on you, and you get lost. You'll have to bring another one at sheviyul azor until you bring it to the azorah. But Rabbi Shimon holds the chivan shevi, but as soon as you bring it into the base of Migdash, nifta machriusai, then you're put, you don't have to bring another one. So afai nami, to maitzim ekresh lekredish, chivan shevi lazor, yotze dechavosai, the achrayi samuel. According to Rabbi Shimon, when you bring this korban into the azoro, that's called yarano from it, from that money. Because the maitzim now, you yotze de nidri, you don't have to bring another one. So you see, you're over the Yisamila. Even though you did not take the money and use it for Chulin, you took the money and used it for Hegdish. So how do we know this? You learn now from Truma. That's Gemara's Teres and Echnami. The Pasuk says, Timol Mual, Mikol Mokim, any type of Mila, you're over. Now the Gemara says, Oma, what we said before, it says the word Nefesh. So from the word Nefesh, we dash in, Echad HaYochid, V'Yechad HaNosi, V'Yechad HaMashur V'Mashma. That a Yochid or a Nosi, a Melech, so that's what we had before, that for the Issa Mila, whether you're a Yochid, or whether you're a Nosi, whether the Melech, or whether Kohen HaGadol, whether have a Noor from Hegdish to Chayiv. So the question is, She Yochol, like mine, what's the Hazmin like? What do you have to have a Jerusha for? The word Nefesh teach us, even these three are Bechalik, why not? Why would I think that a Kohen HaGadol is different than anybody else? Pshita Nefesh Siv, Avad, the Pesach says Nefesh, what do you have to say a Jerusha for like? Pshita, what's the Hazmin to say here? Rashi says, Shiyok Mekleima, my heavy stack of dietich lamait, why would I think a Nosi Meshur is not their way? Pshita the rule. Says, so what's the Kiddush? So Gemara says, yes. Madatem, I would have thought this like this. Madatem, Omar Chmon of Torah says, Vashayitain Nimenu El Zar. It says here by the Shemen HaMishcha, in the base, in the maker for the base of Midisha, for the Mishkon, the Pasuk says, if a Zar uses that Shemen HaMishcha, he's over in Yisra Mila, he's over the Yisra. So I would have thought to say, a Kohen Gadol maybe he's not called a Zar for the Shemen HaMishkar. So Im Shechor B'Gavai, because it was used for him already, a Kohen Gadol first becomes a Kohen Gadol with the Meshuach, with pouring the Shemen over him. So I would have thought to say this Issa was negated to being over the Issa Mila of the Shemen HaMishkar, special oil that they made to use through Mekadosh HaBeis HaMikdash, or Mekadosh HaKelum, or Mekadosh Kohen Gadol. I would have thought to say maybe Kohen Gadol is not B'chal the Issa Mila. Kamash from one, yes. That the Maisa, even a Kohen Gadol is B'chal the Issa, that you're not allowed to have any hanor from anything going into Hegdish, even the Shemen HaMishkar. But I've added the limit is for everything. Any type of Mila applies to all three of them. Now, as we had before, the Ak Shirachmon al-Lisaita ul-Avaris Kechavim ul-Truma, that the Torah says this Inyan of Mila being Moil having hanor from Hegdish, we learn out from the Pasha of Saita, from the Pasha of Avaris Zoro, and the Pasha of Truma. So it's like this. Lisaita, what do we learn out from Saita? The Yafagav de Loipogam. Even though you didn't ruin her. Like by Saita, if somebody else lived with your wife, the case of Saita is always where the husband lived with his wife first. So she's already a bula already. So now when somebody else lived with her, there's no pgam in her. And still you see she's chayav as a Saita. So learn out from Saita, sometimes the shayach can be over the Issa Mila just by going away, like being mitzit from the Shus Abal, even though you didn't ruin it. So Mele Gemara says, Gabi Hegdish, the same thing would apply to Hegdish also, Nami. Nosno tabas biyodo. Let's say she puts a ring on her hand, or whoever takes a ring of Hegdish and put it on your hand, more be over the Issa Mila. Even though you're not ruining it, but Lamaisa, since she's having her nor worth a Sheva Pruto, for that to be over the Issa Mila. Yeah. So that's Limud from Saita. That sometimes if you have her nor, at least from something that's not Oymit to have a Pagam, to be ruined, then you're over the Issa Mila just with the Hanor alone. Then we say, Ki Yaksh Rachman L'Avot Chavim, the Torah also says that Mila is Doimat Avot Zara. What does that mean to say? Ti Yad Yispo Shinui, that you have to have a Shinui. That means that you have to, you ruin something. Rashi says, Yaksh Rachman L'Avot Chavim, Ti Yad Yispo Shinui, Shemishan Atzma Mishchina, that you're taking yourself away from the Shechina, from Hashem, and worshipping Avot Zara. Gavi Hegdish Nami, sometimes at the peak of the Kardim, Atse Chulun, the Shinam, Mimlechas Kurdish, and Lechas Choyl. You're over the Issa Mila by taking something of Hegdish and using it. Like you would take a Hegdish, take a hatchet. And when you're over the Issa Mila, when you use it, when you Mishanu it, and bring the Dechor, when you use it for your purpose, is Lemol at the peak of the program, you're not the middle until you made a, you bang with it, and obviously that also Lemaisa puts it begun. Yeah. So Kitzumor says what? That you have to be Mishana taken out from one Mishus to another Mishus. So Mor says, Gabi Hegdish Nami, the same thing by the Issa Mila would apply the beak of the Kardim, and so you take a hatchik of Hegdish and you have to use it L'chulin. You have to pick it up and bang wood with it. So our gear says the Yifkam, and you make a begam. Some shit that says take the cow, because so far we don't know this. That really is the next Rasha. Or even if you go Agoras, the Rashi Mashka was Goros, the Bika the Kardim of Yifkam, so you bang with your hatchet and also you ruin it. Even though from this Rasha of Avodah Zarah, we don't know you ruined it yet. We know from the next Rasha. So the emphasis is you have to have a Pagam. But so far we're learning it out, just the fact that you use it with the Shinu of it, you use it, L'chulin, for that is Nisamila. Now with Pagam, how do we know that such a Yisrael that you have to use it and ruin it also? So on something that's used, that gets ruined, you're over the Issa Mila if you ruin it. So on that the Gemara says, Aksh Rachmon L'Truma. This one now from Truma. Because by Truma you know, when you're over the Issa Truma, if you eat it. When you eat the Truma, it's two things. You're having Hanor, and you're ruining it. So we darshan that, Ma Truma, Ki Yoichel you have to eat it. Means you're only over if you eat it. That means you have Hanor, and you ruin it. But we also darshan Prat L'Mazik. That means to be just ruined Truma, for that you're not Chayif. Because by just ruining Truma, you made a Pagam, but you didn't have Hanor. So you learn now from there, you have to have two things. You have to enjoy it and ruin it. So Gabi Hegdish Nami would be the same drosha. Called Bar Achila, anything that you're supposed to eat that's edible, so you only be over the Issa Mila if you eat it, like so you have Hanor and you ruin it. But Kimazik Leipata, if all you do is just be Mazik, you'll have something belonging to Hegdish, and you stop taking and be Magdish it, for that alone you won't be over the Issa Mila. That's what we learn out from the Hegdish over here. There has to be something that it's Nena, not just Tama Pagan, not just Tama Mazik. It has to be two things. or Nana and a Pagan. That's why we need these three limudim here from Hegdish, from Satan, from Truma. Now we have the Mishnah also Kate, so it's another Keshi over this Amila. Nosna Katlish took a jewelry, took some you took a necklace and put it in work. So Omalay Rav Kanal Rav Zvid, Rav Kanal said that to Rav Zvid. Udahabo Labar is Gumehu. Like a Mishnah makes the chilek something that doesn't get ruined, then you roll with the Yisamilu right away by using it, having an offer from it, even though you don't ruin it. And the Mara says that something like gold, gold is here, gold of Becher, or this gold charm, Smashma doesn't get ruined, but since it doesn't get ruined, therefore just putting the charm around your neck, putting the necklace around your neck, for that alone, you're over. So Mara's the question, is that true? Like, doesn't gold get ruined? Mara's the question, with the Habu Labar of Gumi, is it true what he's saying that gold does not get deteriorated like? But the Habu the Kalsay, for once happened, but the Habu the Kalsay Dunun. Dunun was a person, and he once gave some gold to his daughter in law. What happened was, Dunun, what happened? It got lost. I mean, it used up. After she used the jewelry a little bit, it got ruined up, it got used. So you see that gold also gets ruined. Omelette, you said that, maybe there it's different. Dilma the Habud Rumiyan Kaloskahu. Maybe over there the Pshat Wash used to throw it around. His daughter-in-law used to take the jewelry, the gold, and just throw it around. That's why it got ruined. But if you don't throw it around, and it's not, then it doesn't get ruined up. Fiyoid, secondly, need the Laikaneno Pagam Lialtar. Even the Trum, maybe it doesn't get ruined right away, but Liyerla Milekib Gima. Like eventually, later on, it will deteriorate. It'll deteriorate later on. So Kitzvah is also like, we're only talking about things that get ruined right away in the Mishnah. After we say you have to have a Dovra Dimidi to Pagam, that means if it gets ruined right away. But something that first gets ruined later, that we're not talking about, that's not called the Pagam. If when you use it right now, the thing doesn't get used up, Senech Nami, then you roll with the Yisamila just for using it, not for the Pagam. The Pagam is only something like a hat trick that whenever you use it, it gets worth less, you ruin it. So then you're only over this to me, though, when you do two things, you have enjoyment and you make a Pagam. Yeah. But Echlam Yistam, gold does not get ruined right away. So therefore, it doesn't have to be ruined. Then the Mishnah says, Anenim in Achatis, if you have an offer from Achatis. So there also, but that was also the Mishnah that was a case. When the animal is alive, you're only over this to me if you ruin it. You have to be makash, like make it weak. So ask the question, why? For the Gemara Michti, Iba behemoth to me, if talking about a behemoth, that's a tam, that's a regular korban, Haino kosho zov. And the korban has a kedusha sagufa on it, so even though you ruin it, it means nothing. Of course, it's not only to be sold, it's only to be brought on the mizbeach for korban. So no matter what happens to it, it's still brought for korban. So of course it's the same thing, like a kosher zov can't get ruined. So what does the Mishnah say by this chattis? You're only over the Yisamila if you ruin it. What do you have to ruin it for? Because that omit to be sold is not for money, it's omit to be brought on the Mizbeach, to use it the way it is now. So Marin says, Anachnam, Yom Rapopo, Babalis Mumaskin. The Mishnah is talking about this chattis that is a Baal Mum. And therefore, if it's a Baal Mum, it's omit to be sold. So therefore, since it's omit to be sold, so the Pshat and the Hegdish is going to get money for it. So therefore, if you ruin it, you're going to ruin it for Hegdish. So therefore, you're not moil taket, something that could have pagam, could make you're ruining it for Hegdish, so then you're not over the Yisamilo until you actually ruin it, you have to make a pagam.